Okay, well, the last few episodes. Hi, this is Jason Memro, and you're listening to Cohen Monk Mormon. I'm a Cohen. I'm a literal descendant of of Aaron. All the men in my family are male line literal descendants. Don't know what that ultimately means, except that we are old line Cohens. Now the practicing Jews we are not, but priests unto Lord Jehovah we are. My family embraced the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We became acquainted with the Book of Mormon. That's where the Mormon part comes in. And of course, I'm a monk. I am a little off the beaten path, to be honest. I live and sleep in isolated places where I can ponder, where I think a lot. I've had many spiritual experiences. The Spirit comes and it puts thoughts into my mind, and I'm now bringing them to you. So welcome to the podcast. If you haven't been around too awfully long, I'm continuing a few things. We've been talking about the afterlife. It's something to think about, because this is what's coming. We all are going to die, and what happens to us after death is a question that's in many people's minds. I'm going to get me some celery here, so I'm going to be munching a little bit. Got to get in some food while I've got it here. Oh, boy. So, toss this out. We had talked about the state of affairs right after you die. You're in the spirit world. I call it heaven and hell. Where you are cleaned up and made ready to appear before God. You're resurrected. You're brought back with a perfected body. One that's not going to get sick, one that's not going to die, not going to have the problems bodies tend to have during mortality. And then you're judged. And now, and we were talking about some of the potential rewards that you can get. We've already talked about the celestial glory or kingdom that one can get, which I've always equated with no consequences. No matter what you do, there will be no real consequences to it. A lot of people really wish for that. If you've ever wondered about how things work now, socialism and communism are really attempts to kind of spread all the misery of bad choices among everybody. To try to make it so that you don't have to pay real consequences for the things that you do. But that was a telestial kingdom. That's what we talked about before. This time we're talking about the terrestrial kingdom, the terrestrial glory, which is better than the telestial kingdom. There's actually three main glories that are available to us. But this is the middle one. And where I call the, I kind of slapped the label of no consequences on the telestial. On the terrestrial, the middle one, I slap a label and it says no responsibility. And when I talk about communism and socialism, That's what those really try to accomplish. We try to sucker lower class people into doing it because we need their labor. I'm saying we, and I should. It's not me. these systems, these ideologies, these ways of governing ourselves, I guess, you have to talk the tellies, as I sometimes call them, the people who only desire celestial glory, into working for something a little better, or at least making the lives of Terries, those that go to the terrestrial kingdom, that middle one, where they don't want any responsibility. You try to sucker those guys into doing all the hard labor for you. And you're hard-pressed to do it. Once they get some freedom, they're not going to work for you anymore. I don't know how that works in the ultimate reward department. It doesn't work here. But I always pictured that somehow it'll work up there, because there just isn't that much work to be done. If you've heard about the Garden of Eden, the wonderful state in there, I kind of picture that in the terrestrial kingdom as looking a lot like that. I'm eating a piece of celery, in case you're wondering. Because that's one of the great promises of socialism, is that no single person will bear any responsibility for anything going on. It's all made collective. Everybody kind of deals with the situation. No one's to blame if something bad happens. Now, if bad things aren't going to happen, it's like the Garden of Eden. I don't know if it's running around naked and having all kinds of fruit to eat. I can picture it that way. I'll tell you how I really picture it. If you've ever watched the old VeggieTales, the old kind of animation, every single one of their little morality plays, little humorous morality plays, they would have kind of a halftime, and they would have silly songs by Larry, and one of them was about the gated community. Larry's got this ball, and he was playing with his ball, and it went over a fence, and it went into a gated community, and all these guys are singing about how wonderful it is in the gated community, when all Larry wants is for them to throw their ball back. And a little stab at pride, I guess. But to think of the terrestrial kingdom like a gated community, I think is really apt. I think it really helps you get kind of the vibe for it. It's beautiful. It's well manicured. It's tended magnificently. You want for nothing, of course. Now, the things that need to happen, you know, they're all just going to handle it by themselves. Nobody wants to be held ultimately responsible. That's why we call it no responsibility. Somebody else handles the big stuff. I don't know if somebody needs to come through as a cleaning crew, clean that up. It's probably going to be tellies. So these people who ultimately go for the terrestrial glory, they really are the kind of people that just don't want responsibility for anything particularly. Don't want to be held accountable anymore. It's not that they want so much so that they can do whatever they please. That's almost kind of, if you were to look at government systems, the Telestial Kingdom feels more like anarchy or libertarianism. The kind of thing that says I can do, you know, like I said, I have liberty to do whatever I want. That's the big thing. You know, if I want to smoke weed, I want to smoke weed. And I don't want people to give me any gripes about it. And I don't want it to have any horrible effects on me. And that's what they enjoy. We're going to take care of this. It's making noise. So, I don't know if there's any much more that I can say about that except to say, you know, instead of being the kind of interesting anarchy that will probably hold sway in a telestial situation, you're going to be faced with something that's a little nicer. Everything's a little bit nicer. Certainly get a different grade of people. Not necessarily dope heads anymore. I don't know. And, pardon me. And it'll be much more like socialism, maybe communism, without all the bad parts of it. These are things where you don't have to try to shoehorn unwilling people into these schemes. The people who don't want socialism aren't going to be there. And it's good because it's going to be like the socialist utopia. Everybody had these visions about how wonderful it was going to be, and you know what? It really will be wonderful. It will be socialism that actually works. Now everybody's going to have to be doing things. It's not going to all be just nothing. You know, things need to be done. I don't know what those things will be, frankly, but it'll all be done by committee, and everything will kind of work out, and everything will be good. And if that really appeals to you, you're probably a person that would really want the terrestrial kingdom. Now, that's not the best reward you can get. Also know that when it comes to not having responsibilities, you also won't be married. There's no marriage there. People aren't married there. And you won't be having children, so that's not going to be part of the scene either. That's part of not having responsibility. Those are responsibilities. And still have kind of a system that's not amenable to that. I'm actually at the gate. It's getting to work, so I'm gonna have to pass off my thing here. This is a great time to go ahead and end this particular episode because I really have nothing more to say about it. Don't know much about it except to say that's what I think it is. The terrestrial kingdom, no responsibilities. And this has been Jason Nemro. You're listening to Cohen Monk Mormon. I'm still having problems with the name. I might change it one day soon. Anyway, let me leave you with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance to you and give you peace.